Chapter 3, A Holy Life.
It is not only by preaching the truth, not only by distributing literature, that we are to witness for God. Let us remember that a Christ-like life is the most powerful argument that can be advanced in favor of Christianity, and that a cheap Christian character works more harm in the world than the character of a worldling. Not all the books written can serve the purpose of a holy life. Men will believe not what the minister preaches, but what the church lives. Too often, the influence of the sermon preached from the pulpit is counteracted by the sermon preached in the lives of those who claim to be advocates of truth. It is the purpose of God to glorify Himself in His people before the world. He expects those who bear the name of Christ to represent Him in thought, word, and deed. Their thoughts are to be pure and their words noble and uplifting, drawing those around them nearer the Savior. The religion of Christ is to be interwoven with all that they do and say. Their every business transaction is to be fragrant with the presence of God. Sin is a hateful thing. It marred the moral beauty of a large number of the angels. It entered our world and well nigh obliterated the moral image of God in man. But in His great love, God provided a way whereby man might regain the position from which he fell in yielding to the tempter. Christ came to stand at the head of humanity, to work out in our behalf a perfect character. Those who receive Him are born again. Christ saw humanity, through the working of the mighty growth of sin, possessed by the prince of the power of the air and putting forth gigantic strength in exploits of evil. He saw also that a mightier power was to meet and conquer Satan. "Now is the judgment of this world," He said. "Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." See John 12:31. He saw that if human beings believed on Him, they would be given power against the host of fallen angels, whose name is Legion. Christ strengthened His soul with the thought that by the wonderful sacrifice with which He was about to make, the prince of this world was to be cast out and men and women placed where, through the grace of God, they could regain what they had lost. The life that Christ lived in this world, men and women can live through His power and under His instruction. In their conflict with Satan, they may have all the help that He had. They may be more than conquerors through Him who loved them and gave Himself for them. The lives of professing Christians who do not live the Christ life are a mockery to religion. Everyone whose name is registered on the church roll is under obligation to represent Christ by revealing the inward adorning of a meek and quiet spirit. They are to be His witnesses, making known the advantages of walking and working as Christ has given them example. The truth for this time is to appear in its power in the lives of those who believe it, and is to be imparted to the world. Believers are to represent in their lives its power to sanctify and ennoble.